Right, so welcome back to 93.9 Jury Info. It's almost 50 minutes gone past the hour. It's our final conversation this Thursday. Now, I'm getting a weather report that it's mostly sunny, but you can expect a shower or two. Remember the last time I said, oh, it was sunny, and then boom, it rained? Uh-huh, okay. So let's hope that doesn't happen today, because I would like to do some laundry today, if I'm honest. So anyway, our final conversation this morning is all about the congestion in correctional centers. In the news yesterday, Chief Judge of River State Justin Simeon Chibuzo Amadi says he's displeased about a report that says River State's correctional centers have the highest number of inmates in the West African sub-region. Interesting. Now, Justice Amadi spoke during a jail delivery exercise at the Port Harcourt Correctional Center, where he blamed men and officers of the Nigerian police for the congestion of the center. I do believe we have an excerpt from that particular interview. So let's get it up if we can. Aha, yes we do. Okay, all right. So this was what was said.
Mass arrest because the community is just arrest. The next in armed robbery, the next in court, magistrate remand, the next court of call is correctional center, and the number continues to increase. So I'm appealing that while we in the judiciary are trying to do everything humanly possible to ensure that those who are innocent are not brought here, the police should also do us a favor by making sure that proper investigation is carried out. I said it.
All right. So it's a very interesting comment there. You know, didn't mince words. That look, yes, there is a lot of work to be done by the judiciary to make sure that, you know, these places, talking about the correctional facilities, do not get overcrowded. But a lot of work still rests on those who bring these individuals, who, in quote, are alleged criminals, to the system. And that would be the police. You know, in fact, let me play it again, please. It's very important for this conversation.
Mass arrest because the community is just arrest. The next in armed robbery, the next in court, magistrate remand, the next court of call is correctional center, and the number continues to increase. So I'm appealing that while we in the judiciary are trying to do everything humanly possible to ensure that those who are innocent are not brought here, the police should also do us a favor by making sure that proper investigation is carried out. I said it.
So, proper investigations should be carried out. I remember on several occasions, right here in the studio, I've received calls and read messages of from well-meaning, you know, Rivers residents who say, look, something happened, and then everybody's running away because the police will come and just gather everybody and they'll just arrest people. And then some people, remember that the time we had that conversation, and then someone called in and said, look, that he got to witness at one police station where individuals were arrested, and then they were all asked to, you know, bail themselves. Some bring 10,000, 20,000 and whatnot for crimes that they did not commit, all because, you know, it was early in the morning and then they were in that place at that time. That was it. That was just it. But it got me thinking, how high is the incarceration rate here in Nigeria? Because the United States has an incredibly high number of incarcerated individuals, as people who are you know, under lockup, you know, maybe prison or correctional facility in the system. So the incarceration problem is global and has become a very keenly contested issue, because it impacts on the disadvantaged people and minorities in many cases. In the US, for example, you're more likely to find a black under 35-year-old in prison as opposed to a white under 35-year-old in prison. It sounds weird, but it is true. And the same can be said for a lot of other countries. But let me quickly share with you some interesting stats this morning. Now, as of July 2021, the United States had the highest number of incarcerated individuals worldwide, with almost 2.1 million people in prison. The US is followed by China, Brazil, India, and Russia. Staggering. On another platform, the highest number of prisoners per 100,000 inhabitants. Number one, the United States with 655. Number two, El Salvador. Number three, Turkmenistan, 552. Cuba with 510. Interestingly, the first African country is Rwanda, not even Nigeria. Not even Nigeria. In fact, according to this list, Nigeria is not even on the first 20 countries. First 20. Nigeria isn't here. That's number of prisoners per 100,000 inhabitants. Nigeria is not here. But this is where there's a problem. In Holland, the incarceration rate is low. I mean really low. People joke that in Holland, they don't even lock their prisons. They don't. The prisons are even nice. You have AC in some places. I've never been there, so I hear. But this is my question for us this morning to deliberate on. What exactly can be done to tackle the congestion in these correctional facilities? I've heard individuals who work with NGOs, I've spoken to a few, you've probably heard them here in the studio, who depict a sorry state, a dehumanizing state for people in the correctional facilities. Now, there is the argument that, hey, look, correctional facilities should not be hotels. They shouldn't be places where people are happy to go to. No, they should be as uncomfortable as possible so that you know that what you have done is wrong. That's an argument. And to be fair, there is logic in that, guys. But where is that fine line between uncomfortable and dehumanizing? If you've ever been to a holding cell in any of the police stations in Nigeria, in Port Harcourt in particular, maybe that question is one that will be best answered by you. Where exactly do you draw the line between uncomfortable and dehumanizing? But above all, our focus this morning is how can congestion be reduced? As always, please do well, turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. If you didn't quite see it or hear it, don't make unsubstantiated claims. And very importantly, do not make comments that may be seen as inciting.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Zero seven zero zero nine two three zero nine two three zero seven zero zero nine two three zero nine two three zero eight one seven nine two three triple zero two zero eight one seven nine two three triple zero three zero eight one seven nine two three triple zero seven and zero eight one seven nine two three triple zero seven and zero eight one seven nine two three triple zero seven and zero eight one seven nine two three triple zero seven and zero eight one seven nine two three triple zero nine. Okay, apologies. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello.
Good morning, please.
Yeah, good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, from your topic this morning, it's interesting. I would like to tell my outside that the lack of unemployment and the huge, the majority of these prisoners are huge. When we create a lot of jobs in the country, I believe there will be reduced of crime in the country. Thank you.
Okay, all right. So if we just reduce that, that means less people will get into prison. Oh, dear. That last caller was from Austin in mile three. Austin, do apologies. That seems to be a drop call scenario. So if you can, do call back. We have a break coming up shortly, just about 45 seconds. But you can come through with your comments to the WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. 6, all right? And then on Facebook and Twitter, at NigeriaInfoPH, at NigeriaInfoPH. Well, we're talking about incarceration and the crowded nature of correctional facilities. What can be done directly to reduce those numbers? We had a judge, Justice Simeon, recently, you know, having a jury release, you know, tell them to get away, leave this place. He made a very interesting comment. When we come back from this break, we get to listen to that comment again and find out what exactly needs to be done.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Mass arrest, the good thing community, we just arrest the next in armed robbery, the next in court, my share man, the next court of all insurrectional sense, and the number continues. So I'm appealing that where we in the judiciary are trying to do everything humanly possible to ensure that those who are innocent are not brought here. The police should also do us a favor by making sure that proper investigation is carried out. I said it.
So, proper investigations should be carried out. Now, whilst the numbers that he has, you know, not being made particularly public, but over the years, there have been a lot of NGOs, there have been a lot of NGOs and comments about, you know, Nigerians who are stuck in prison, awaiting trial 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, and whatnot. And the conditions are not particularly great. Remember, was that 2 years ago? Yeah, or just after the NSAS campaign, when, you know, it was decided, look, they need to increase the amount for feeding of prisoners from about 700 naira, was it 400 naira or so, to about 1,000 plus naira. How many of you remember that? It was debated on the floor of the house. That was an issue. Maybe that should have been indicative of what is actually going on. But even though it's not a great scenario to be in, it's still not as bad as the US that we made mention of, that has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. Whilst Nigeria may not feature as one of the countries with the highest, it's still worrisome that there's a lot of overcrowding. Maybe it's because there's not enough data to support whatever claim, whether we are or we are not. But the point is, it's been made evidently clear that a lot of correctional facilities are overcrowded. So how can that be changed? How can that story be changed? Because a lot of people have made mention that, look, the prison is not meant to be a hotel room. It's not a guest house. It shouldn't be a place where you should look forward to get into. But my question is, where is the line drawn between a guest house, a comfortable place, and dehumanizing? You often hear of prison centers or correctional centers where you have 30, 40 people in a room that's meant to only keep about 7 or at most 9 individuals. But you hear huge sums being paid so that people can do one or two things in that place. The toilet facilities are not particularly great. The feeding, not particularly great in some of these places. So once again, what can be done to challenge and mitigate the congestion? Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to your conversation station. As always, please do turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. Please do not make comments that may be seen as inciting. If you've not quite seen it or heard it, don't make unsubstantiated claim. The numbers to call: 0700-923-0923, 0717-923-0923, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007. Reginald is on the line. Let's get to hear from Reginald this morning. Reginald, welcome and thank you for calling.
Hello?
Hello, Reginald. Welcome. Good morning, please.
Morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. I'm so interested in your program.
Welcome, please.
Yeah, what I really want to contribute to the issue is that working in Nigeria here. Hello?
Yeah, but listen to you, please.
Yeah, most in Nigeria here, I can say that lack of job can cause a lot of people commit crime, and mostly in Nigeria here, there are a lot of people, they say that you cannot detain somebody 24 hours without being tried. And a lot of guys, a lot of people in that correctional center, they have been there for some years and without being tried in the court. And two, majority of people that are in the prison here, some of them are innocent. They have just come and read the plate and then pack them to the cell and from cell straight to prison. So I believe most of those things must have caused it. If this could be eradicated, I think there will be a change. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Reginald. On WhatsApp, one of the solutions is to upgrade the prison buildings, correctional facilities, to 3 or 4-story buildings. Most importantly, the government should make an enabling environment for jobs to be created. That's Escobar. Now, Uncle AY here says that the problem is with the police. The police, always entertain any petition, even if you steal meat from the soup in your own house. The judges always give judgment in their favor because the police, they are protected. Don't forget, state governments also are the chief gratification givers. It is multifaceted. I agree it's multifaceted, but once again, Ewa, I don't know if you listen to the judge. He says, look, the police need to do better police work, proper investigations rather than mass arrests. A lot of people in River State have made that comment before. Oh, something happened here, the police will just come. Several just carry a group of boys and they just go away. Patience is no Zorba. Patience, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Jude. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for calling, please.
Okay, funny enough, I did listen to that broadcast and I realized that he said some of the prisoners who were actually released from the correctional center, some have been there for like 9 years or so, and they couldn't find their records. Now, while they are doing the blame game, the police are responsible. Who are the people who are responsible for these records? The system is messed up. We don't have updated system. We still do the filing system. Keeping records by books in the 21st, almost 22nd century. Do you agree with me?
It's been commented several times. You know, people using pens and biros to write paper to write statements and things like that.
Exactly. So how can you keep an innocent man or presumably innocent incarceration for 9 years and you don't even have a record of it? Who do you blame? Is it not the system? And most of those people, if you actually go through, like the last caller just said, some of them are innocent. Some of them, like you said, they go through raids and innocent people are packed through there and nobody has records. We hear people get lost in transit while being incarcerated.
Oh, dear.
What are we talking about? So the judiciary has their huge share of blame as much as they're pointing at the Nigerian police. Both of them are like a couple in this together.
Strong words, patience.
So at the end of the day, we are now having the highest amount of incarcerated people in the supposedly correctional center, which turns out people worse than they were when they went in there. Because they're meant to be corrected. That's what the new name is,
yes,
right?
Correctional facilities, correctional centers.
When you go into such environment, let me take the narrative you just gave. Police system not good enough, feeding not good enough. They don't even have a vocational system that can actually correct them. What do they come out as? Betrayed.
So what would you suggest, patients? What would you suggest?
What is my suggestion if as far as it would even go anywhere anyway? We're just doing this for a form of exercise because a lot of people call in morning, afternoon, night, Monday to Sunday, January to December, year in, year out. It's still the same old game. We watch, and these people in the hems of affairs, they travel abroad, they go through training. We see on TV, we read in books, we watch movies, how correctional centers are built. Don't we see them? You even hear certain people say, Omo, if I see the way it is out there, I wouldn't mind staying in the correctional center there. So many of them go there, they learn good trades, they become those who are illiterate, go into the correctional center, come out as literate.
True.
They're educated. They're kind of empowered. So when they come out, it is their choice whether to continue in the former way of life or to use the new tools they've been given. So our system knows what is right. But, I hate to use the same word. We are so corrupt, not just financially, but mentally, that we refuse to do what's right.
Strong words, patience. We're corrupt mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear. All right. Patience, thank you very much. Great to have spoken with you. Zion is in GRA. Zion, do you agree with Patience that we're corrupt mentally?
I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree. So the criminal justice system has tenets, pillars that hold it firm. When we talk system, it's just as if it's just kind of machine we paste somewhere or a program we just write down there. Since it's not functioning, no light, it will off. Whenever we put light or power, it will start working. It's not true. It is you and I. We mentioned the police. What is the core responsibility of the police, which is one of the arm of the criminal justice systems here in this country? What are they doing? Upon arrest, what are the investigations have they carried out before sending you to prison? The truth is this. We have a lot of problems. And number one is illiteracy. Too many illiterates in the hems of affairs.
Oh,
they come
okay.
through politics.
Okay.
Through political appointments, political this, political that. So everything is being politicized to favor the political party and not the country. As a law student some years back, we have what we call law clinic for young lawyers to go to court, to go to prison, to go to this, to go and exercise their potential after what they have done. And when was the last time you saw a law student embark on this mission?
I can't say, if I'm honest.
They're supposed to go to the prison, go to police station, and they narrate their case to them. Then what about the divisional police, is he commissioner now? What is he doing? The DPO, what is he doing? As a DPO, every 6 o'clock before they hand over the daily red logs to you, you go to the cell. Why are you here? What is your offense? Okay, IPO, tomorrow take him to court. Because of his word that's supposed to appear to court. But if it is too fighting, you tear my cloth, I tear your cloth. Man, I go out. You not tear your cloth again. Or you are paying cloth now. These are the things. And these are the processes to, for once, decongest the prisons. But for now, you tear my cloth, I tear your cloth. Because IPO want to make money. I will take you to court tomorrow. You not take him to court. The next thing, the next man that given the batting to, they'll send him to the magistrate court. And most magistrate courts in this country are not equipped enough to handle cases. So what do? Remand him in prison. Let us wait for the DPP to come and discuss. So you see that there's so much problem. The system is me and you. Sure, you are in the system now. You are working since 8 o'clock, right? Sorry, 9 o'clock. You are there doing your job. The moment it is 12 o'clock, your news man will come read the news. That is the end of your program, right? If it is Nigeria program or Nigeria station is this one, Nigeria program, my brother, light for them up 2, 3, 4 times. If I don't play music, say, the truth is this. Until we are educated enough to build this country as Nigeria as our own, can we see Nigeria as our project? Can we see it as our country? Can we run with the system and make it better? If you are not competent enough, can you resign for a competent hand to take over?
Wow.
For once, can the politicians face a critical interaction with the people? Who are these people? The average Nigerian man now is looking for the next lunch to eat. So as a politician, the moment I dash the 500 naira, I am the man of the moment.
Okay. Thank you very much, Zion. 90.3, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I think Mr. Zion has said a lot. You know, he said almost everything. You see, it's still the same thing, the Nigerian question. Where things that normally shouldn't be an issue become very, very Herculean. Do you know this is going to be an allegation? There is not even the police place already, so it's not like asking me, do you have proof? These are things that are in the open space. Me and you can have problems now, dude. I'll say, don't worry, I'll put you in jail. I'll make sure I'll put you in jail.
Oh, yes, I've heard that comment. I've heard that comment several times.
And I'll take you to police. Before you know, police guy knows the magistrate court. You are in jail. Money will pass on, and you are in jail. They'll demand you for 30 days. You will spend 30 days of your life in jail for doing absolutely nothing. Maybe you wink your eyes at me and I wink at mine. So my eyes back. Power play. You know who I be. And again, let me tell you something. Another part of it is very simple. Do you know that I had a business transaction, very simple business transaction. The person's item is in my office. This is your item. Carry it. Hey, don't make any issues. Whole lot of issues. Went to call police. Police came to my office and called me. And I went to honor it. Before you know, I was at the back of the counter. Do you know what they wrote? They wrote robbery.
Robbery?
Robbery. It's not like it happened to other people. You know, when I come, I saw it. I said, come, is it robbery that is in front of my name? And then, is it me you borrowed this one for?
Are you serious?
Is it me you borrowed this one for? Robbery.
What
as in, I met a lot of it, even though I had my right contact, so I shall call one or two persons. And they left me, and I left. But assuming I didn't have somebody, I didn't even sleep there, I didn't even turn off to hours. Assuming I didn't have somebody who knew somebody who could call.
Call, yeah.
You know? He would have been there, and maybe the people for get money past me, for instance. And before you know, I will show you, you will land in jail. So these are the issues. These are the issues. Whereas in the advanced countries like the United States of America, yes, they have lots of people behind bars.
A lot.
And rightly so. Rightly so, yes. If you ordinary breaking and entry can get you like a few years in prison, that is true. Ordinary breaking and entry, they call it burglary.
He's breaking.
Fine. What got Aircon in prison? You know, burglary, the clinical. You know, so those are the issues. But here, what we have that get people in prison is things that are nothing, and then you put them there, you leave the particular person, you know, awaiting trial, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. Who does that?
Okay. All right.
Not to talk of the bigger issue of, you know, we need to build more correctional centers. That is a given.
Okay.
But I will move to the answer and I am playing the pass. Thank you very much.
All right. He says we need to even build more correctional centers. In some other places, they're closing down correctional centers. In fact, they're renting them out. They are. Anyway, thank you very much for your conversation. Ezekiel says, it's the police that just habitually harass people that cause problems in Rivers State. Well, so the police have been finger pointed as the judiciary. My name is Jude. Good morning.